Wendy Fidgen, Dr. Wendy Fidgen, wife of Dr. Terry Fidgen, who was a GP in the town, suggested that I'd like to join. And whether you were already a member...
I think you'd asked me to join.
Did I?
I think so.
There was a very formal committee meeting. I, as a new young member, I would have been about 29 at the time, was invited to attend. And to my horror, I was told that, would I take minutes, please? And I had no idea what they were talking about. I was very new. And I don't think I'd ever taken minutes at a meeting before. It had not been my position in life to take minutes. Anyway, I did my best, and I think they were probably rubbish. The other person, Mrs. Horobin, who worked at Cresta Silks.
Betty Horobin, was she?
Yes, she was Betty, but we called each other.
Yes, we did, Mrs.
Names. And they were absolutely delighted because they could take a certain number of women into the Business and Professional Women's Club who weren't actually in employment. But that was unusual. Most of them were working women. When I learned from my GP husband that I had an income from the practice for answering the phone when he was on call. So I suddenly became elevated to being a woman with a job. My status in the club changed at that point. I think it was about tuppence halfpenny a year I earned.
Well, I didn't earn anything at that point, not cash.
And my other abiding memory of it was, again, these rather powerful women who were head of the committee, Mrs. Locke, and the ones whose names we can't remember, somehow coerced me into taking part in a debate with the men of the round table on equality of the sexes.
That was very brave of you.
It wasn't brave. I had no choice. That was certainly in the beehive.
Yes, I do remember.
Do you remember that? Mm.
And I took part in a debate, but I can't remember if it was women, if it was through that, but I think it was. It wasn't equality, it was women working, I think, and childcare arrangements, or lack of.
It was quite a political organisation,
really.
Yeah.
Well, it was political with a small P.
Way. Mm.
And I think we were fairly mixed, because certainly Jane Jagger's husband was a Labour councillor.
Well, I was never particularly aware of people's affiliations, but I was certainly was aware of their social conscience more than their political affiliations, I think.
I don't think politics was really ever discussed. It was it was non-political.
Probably about
2030,
I would think.
Well, that's right. It certainly wasn't, I would guess, once a month. I'm sure it wasn't weekly, and so it must have been monthly.
I think the first meeting I went to was at the Homestead Court, and they had a speaker, a man, who talked about Georgian silver, and we were asked to bring any pieces. And I remember him talking about the silversmith Hester Bateman. He'd probably been primed to talk about a woman silversmith, Hester Bateman, who made beautiful silver articles in 1785 or something like that.
But we did have quite interesting speakers.
I can't remember any others.
I can't remember any.
They
were very formal. We had, always
you know,
had
the gavel and the
we always had a
sitting at the
top table.
You wore hats, if you had a hat.
If you had
I don't think I wore a hat.
I don't think I wore a hat.
But
some of them wore hats.
Hierarchy did.
So did you have to be invited to join?
Yes.
Yes.
And vetted?
I think you were for a friend or a friend, somebody knew that you knew socially and who thought you'd be at the right calibre or class or...
I think in theory you had to be vetted, but I think they were rather keen to have young new members. And we were rather attracted to them because we were in our late 20s, early 30s.
And wanted something else to do, I mean, besides young children.
But I don't know what happened to the club.
I think that people got busier and busier, and couldn't recruit new members, like so many other things. Oh, in the evenings, as her husband's babysit.
And, the older women, had been in their managerial posts or whatever. And I think that I probably left the club when I became pregnant with the child that was born in 64, because I certainly don't remember going to the club pregnant. I think that would have been very exciting.
Yes, you'd really been a pioneer, wouldn't you?
Yes, somehow, yes.
I think they were local.
I think they were local, because it was Jane Jagger and the bag shop.
And then Cresta Silks.
And Cresta Silks. And Mrs. Locke, I think, was an accountant or
something.
Something, yes. Probably with a local Welling Garden City. I think it was a strong link with early Welling Garden City, probably, with the businesses that were flourishing here.
I think most of them, as you say, because there were quite a lot of local, smaller businesses, and ICI, of course. Some of them worked at ICI, I'm sure, which was...
Wendy was a doctor, so she did clinics at the family planning clinics locally. But we were all rearing, the younger ones of us who joined around that time were all rearing small children.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't in a state to be back at work more than a bit. It was the first thing I joined in Welling Garden City after joining the parish church.
It was probably the same. I'm sure it was the first sort of club, or organisation like that I joined through other members.
Now, you dressed smartly. You didn't go along. I mean, it wasn't a time when you wore jeans, really.
Or trousers.
You didn't wear jeans or trousers then.
If you'd been wearing trousers.
And you would probably put on some makeup as well to go.
Purely a business meeting. We might have had a cup of coffee at the beginning, but I don't think we had that.
It was very serious,
yes,
wasn't
it? Was.
It wasn't for fun.
No. And I don't think there were any refreshments. I think we went at 8 and left at 9:30 or something. Met at 8 and were finished by 9:30 or so.
Yes, I think so, probably. But it must have been 1960. Oh, the Beehive Green people, if it was at the Beehive at that time, or the Homestead Court.
Because I'm sure the room I visualise, as I say, it wasn't terribly big. It could have been Beehive.
Mm.
Mm.